bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 20th chapter of Exodus. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. Surveys are getting on my nerves. Now, Lifeway Research has announced the results of a survey of folks who don't go to church. 72% of those folks say God, that is a higher or supreme being, actually exists. The same percentage says the church is full of hypocrites. 44% of those surveyed said Christians get on my nerves. It gets worse. Only 52% of the people interviewed believe Jesus died and came back to life, and 61% of them maintain the God of Scripture is no different from the gods or spiritual beings depicted by world religions such as Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, etc. When I read that survey, a question kept cropping up in my mind. I wanted to know, where are these folks getting their information? Does anybody out there know any knowledgeable adherent of any of these faiths who is maintaining religions are interchangeable and our deities have only cosmetic differences? I've never run into a Mohammedan who said, yup, Allah and the triune God are the same. The only difference between Christianity and Islam are the names we call our gods. In truth, when you get down to it, we all basically believe the same thing. Similarly, the God of the Bible isn't bamboozled by this foolishness. The first commandment God gave to his freed people was, you shall have no other gods before me. Jesus agreed when he said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. You notice Jesus didn't say, love a God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Truly, there is only one God of grace. There is only one name which forgives. There is only one mediator between us and our Father. There is only one Savior who willingly gave his life and rose so we might be saved. Tragically, the world is forgetting that unique blood-bought salvation, which means we, the Savior's representatives, need to do some reminding, especially to those close to us. We pray. Dear Lord, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Maybe the fool also says all gods are alike. If I know such a person, may I share the Savior's story of salvation with that individual? Help me avoid hypocrisy and clearly show that your grace and your grace alone saves lost souls. In Jesus' name, amen.